Nettverket.
På Lydarket P3, og her fikk du nå australsk musikk i form av Sarah Blascoe og hennes We Won't Run. Hentet fra den nye tredje platen hennes As Day Follows Night, som hun dro helt til Stockholm for å spille inn. Og nå så har hun dratt helt fra Australia hit inn i studio vårt. Sarah Blascoe, welcome.
Thank you.
You went from Australia to Sweden to record the record we just heard.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I'm crazy. I'm not crazy because I didn't enjoy it, just because it was such a long way to travel, that's all I was saying. I was really familiar with the things that Björn had worked on before, and I knew that I wanted to make a pop record, but I wanted it to be an interesting pop record and something that borrowed from old-fashioned styles of music and recording techniques. But I wanted it to be something fresh and modern at the same time, and I felt that Björn was a really good person to choose to work with because of that.
And that's Björn Yttling, right?
Yes.
From Peter, Björn and John.
Yes.
Yes, for those who don't know. What qualities does he have that attracts you?
I think he has a really infectious love of all kinds of music, and I think what he brought to my record was a lot of the percussive elements and the string. He helped me with the string arrangements and things like that. And I think above all, he was just really, really confident in the songs and in my voice, and was very confident that the music didn't need to have a lot going on. It could be very basic at times. And for me, that was really encouraging to work with someone like that.
And you've said that it was kind of an uncomfortable experience going to Sweden, working.
Yeah, I think it was, just because it was such a long way to travel, and I went on my own, and everyone that I was working with I'd never really met before. And I mean, that was really exciting, but it was really scary and lonely at times. But I think in the end, I think it's made it a stronger record because of that. I think that sometimes being in uncomfortable situations brings out the best in you, and I think in this case I really felt like it brought out the best in me.
Some artists are at their best when they're being down or uncomfortable. In what degree can you identify with a suffering artist?
Yeah, I do. I do think that a lot of people tend to write when they're feeling depressed or in an extreme situation, whether it's like feelings of, you know, extreme love, or I think extreme emotions tend to be where music and art come from, and I relate to it certainly with making this record, because I was at a pretty difficult point in my life, and the music was certainly something that I needed to make at that time, and particularly to make the music a really positive thing. It was very important to me for that to happen, because I think if you kind of wallow in sadness too much, and it just becomes a very ungenerous thing. But I really wanted to make the album really relatable and very generous, and to kind of be something that would pull me out of a pretty difficult situation.
And I've got the impression that you don't have any problems being personal in your songs.
There was one particular song on the album, it's called Is My Baby Yours? And at one point I didn't want to put it on the album, and Bjørn really encouraged me to record it, but it was very difficult to because it was probably the most personal song that I'd written. But I think I took heart from a lot of songwriters that in the past who have written from that. I mean, when I think of old blues singers, it's so raw and the emotion is really apparent there. And I just thought, well, it's something that can be really uplifting and really important for people to hear. And because it's uncomfortable for me, I shouldn't let that get in the way of sharing those emotions with other people. And so that's in the end why I decided to include a song like that. But yeah, it is a difficult thing to do sometimes. And I mean, just getting up and performing in front of people and can be a really scary thing because you're opening yourself up to so much scrutiny. And but I mean, that's obviously what I love about it at the same time. So it's not like, oh, poor me, you know.
And you're going to share with us now. You're playing All I Want?
Yes.
Is that a personal song? It sounds personal.
It is, yes. I guess the song's kind of about being in a bit of a personal kind of wilderness and realizing that each of us are alone. And, that can be a pretty extreme kind of realization sometimes. Lydverket.